Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
My name is TJ Raphael. I'm the host of Liberty Lost, a new podcast about who gets to be a mother and the control of young women hidden behind the veil of faith. Binge all episodes of Liberty Lost ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Not much. We are here today to talk about Next Gen New York City. Also, a little scheduling update. We're taking a mini break because it's July 4th here in the States. So we're going to have like Thursday, Friday. Well, we're putting this episode out on Thursday, but we're taking Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday off. So the shows that we would normally recap on those days will not be recapped. But we'll be back on Wednesday with fresh Love Island, fresh Valley, fresh Next Gen New York City. And then we'll have all the shows that you love, like Miami, all that good stuff. We'll be back. But we're just giving ourselves a little bit of a holiday. So thanks for your patience with that. Speaking of Love Island, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins to get our bonus episodes where we are recapping Love Island. We did a real big one today where we recapped that crazy stand on business challenge that they did. And we had a lot of thoughts. I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts. So go listen, weigh in, leave a comment. Don't forget, you can join our Discord community if you are on Patreon, where a lot of people are talking about Love Island. So there's just so much to do. And we also have Crappens on Demand, where you can watch us, not just listen to us. So with that all being said, let's dive into Next Gen New York City. And we pick up where we left off, which is that we're at this party for Chloe. It's Chloe's birthday. And Ava has basically just shaded Ariana for not looking like a fashion designer. And she's not really wrong. It's just not nice.
It's not nice, but it does crack me up because it's such a fight when you're 20. Like, how dare you say I'm not a fashion designer? You literally aren't. Have you ever drawn anything? You walked into the place and said you want hearts on sweatpants.
Yeah. You have no fashion POV. You don't walk into a room with any sort of like distinct aesthetic that like a signature aesthetic that people know what you're about. Like Ava is completely correct, but she's also punching down.
And but yeah, it's like, rude. Yeah, it's rude.
You don't really need to do that.
Yeah. And like I said last week, I think that Zolciak should just pivot and be like, you're right. I don't know shit. I'm just here to learn. Can your mom teach me anything? Can you get me an internship with your mom? That would be great.
There you go. Thanks. That's exactly what Ariana should do. So Ava's like, babe, I did not mean to come for your brand. And I'm too lazy to put my fingers in the air and do an air quote, but that's what I really meant because you don't have a brand. All I said was, I was just surprised that you moved to New York City to start your fashion brand because there's nothing about you that's fashionable or brand aware. I don't know. That's it.
And Gia's like, but why? Why is this so surprising? I mean, people come to New York to start things all the time.
Brooks is like, I'm severely uncomfortable with this. And he and George are like laughing behind them because they're like, this is so awkward. Oh my God. And then my mother, the icons across the room while this is happening, like I die.
Yeah, but like when I've seen someone with a fashion brand, I can usually tell like, hold on. Right away what their point of view is. So I'm like, wow. And she's like, but you're basically saying she has no style.
Yeah, in a way you're saying that. No, I'm not saying that. It's just like, you know, when you look at Gia and you see like trash New Jersey, that's her vibe.
No, you just said you can usually tell.
Yeah, I usually can tell.
Yeah, but you just said like she, like clearly you cannot tell. That's what you just said.
Can I finish talking or no? I can't, if I can't talk.
No, because okay, like everything you're saying is just like insulting. Just letting you know.
I haven't said anything because you've been talking
just
the whole time.
Just letting you know about it. Just letting you know. Sorry. Gia, please stop acting like you've never heard anyone shocked that you have anything to do with fashion. Your family has heard that many times, my friend. Okay.
Gia's also funny because she gesticulates with sort of like slow moving paddle hands. Like all her gestures, like she sort of like slowly moves her wrist left and right. Yeah. It's like watching like an aquatic animal or something. Like
she does this one where she kind of like waves like down, like she waves loves to something to on wave. The ground. She's like,
she's rubbing a crystal ball or something.
Yeah,
she's
but
like,
that's everything what you said. Yeah. And I think Ava's right here where she's like, I don't know her, but I know that she has a mouth and she doesn't need Gia fighting everybody's battles, you know?
She's like,
and now I get that Gia's like standing up for her friends, but Gia, like, you're here for 5 minutes an episode, stand down, you know?
Yeah, she's like, I don't need the girl from Jersey to lecture me about fashion thoughts. Okay. She goes, well, if Georgia were to tell me she had a fashion brand, I would be like, cool, makes sense. She has like a certain point of view. It's kind of like Diplo in a diner meets super white skin. You know, like I get that. I see what her point of view is, but
she's like Bride in the 1920s who died. That's like her thing. I get it.
Chalk outline, but only the chalk part.
Casper the Ghost, if it was like on a severely restrictive carb diet.
I get it. You know, I just don't know what your point of view is because you're just sort of wearing generic fast fashion right now. Or I was like, oh my God. So what I'm saying is like, you just told me it would make more sense if Georgia had a clothing line instead of me. What would her clothing line be? Gross germs from the street on her hands.
And Brooks is like, I'm itching to get out of here. And Ava's like, well, I'm just telling you how I meant it. So, like, there's really no point to, like, yell and scream. And she's like, okay, then, like, so you should not install her clothing line then. Yeah.
She doesn't have a clothing line. Yeah, so Ava's exactly. Like, could you not point your slow paddle of a hand in my face? Because this is how I talk. We're Italian. If you're not used to it, get over it. You can put that in the trailer. It was a really good moment.
Get over it. And Riley's like, yeah, she is always putting herself in the mix, you know, like, I'm not going to argue about someone else's issue. Okay. So Ava's like, sorry, I hit that insecurity. Too bad you don't have a cute dress to like dress it up in.
Yeah. So Ariana's like, I understand maybe the way you could have meant it, but I'm just like trying to tell you how I feel when I talk about it. Okay. So then Brooks is now like, they're like trying to hash it out, but then it's like, happy birthday to Chloe Icon. Happy birthday. It takes 15 minutes for them to get through the song.
Happy birthday. And Chloe's 23. Wow.
That was iconic, mother.
Icon. So now it's the next day and Georgia is with Danny. And she's like, oh, so Danny's the girl, right? So she's like, oh, yeah. So for my birthday, I'm going to like do Disney in like Orlando. Cause like I've never been and Omar's never been. So it's like, welcome to Orlando, bitches. Am I right? Can't wait. It's going to be like edgy. Orlando Disney when you're like my age it'll be is like crazy.
So ironic.
I'm bringing so ironic. Orlando back.
Oh my God, we're gonna do like an Orlando themed Orlando party. I cannot wait. So Danny's like, oh my God, so he's gonna take you to Disney World, then you can go to Epcot. She goes, I don't really like apricots, but sure, I'll go. That's not what that is. Okay, whatever.
She's like, yeah, it's make like a make a wish. Like literally.
After a bunch of years doing events for like other people, my good friend Danny and I started our own private events company. And like one thing that's like different about Gen Z is that like I don't think anyone wants to work for someone else or even work. So everyone grew up with the internet and watched kids go our age creating businesses and careers. And my goal is definitely like I don't ever want to call someone my boss again or do anything productive in society, which is why I'm going to have a Gen Z style Gen Z party with Diplo at a Dunkin' Donuts pop up. Yes, queen. Amazing.
She's like unwashed fingers crossed. So then we go to Brooks and Meredith walking arm in arm to go to a showroom to see my light.
We are going to get a new outfit on for something. And she says, I mean, and Brooks is saying how he's always like styled her and everything. And she's wearing this like sheer thing or whatever, and Brooks is like not a fan of it because Meredith is like, well, I mean, this, I like this piece, it's very much my style, I'm very monochromatic. Like, as Meredith Marks monochromatic, that's not what I think of her as, like big red bright colors and different.
I think of shoulder pads and sleeves, that's what I think of with Meredith. She's like, yeah, but you're going to love the showroom. It's very much my vibe. He's like, what are you talking about? I invented your vibe.
I've been selling my mom for years. And honestly, I don't know how long it's been, but she went through a period of time where she was doing it herself. And then I stepped in. And the producer's like, were you responsible for the crystal face mask? He's like, no. And I actually told my mom not to wear it. And she said, it's the vibe. And I'm so glad that I trusted her, because what an iconic look that she totally pulled off.
So we go to this thing. And she's like, what should I wear to the caviar party, honey? And Brooks is like, you should put caviar on your potty. She goes, oh my God, that would be so chic.
That would go really well with the bib you told me to put on. I do love being styled by a toddler, especially convenient when you're spreading food all over your body.
So then we go to Danny and Georgia having lunch, and Danny's like, so Meredith's party, I'm a little bit anxious because it's like actually in 2 minutes. Like, it's literally, it was yesterday. That's how soon it is. It was like, oh my God, it's over. It's over. The party's over. I'm cleaning up the party. I'm picking up the dishes. Like, it's literally now. Come on.
Oh my God. Danny's like the brains behind the operation. She's so professional all the time. She's like the brains and I'm like the germs. Oh, we're so good together.
Okay, well, like, we got the florist, which is great. I just need to confirm with Meredith that we're down to do a grid post. So
I'm like the opposite of that. I'm like not the brains of the of the operations. Well, really, way to sell your business there. She's the brains and I'm the idiot that doesn't know what's going on and just is goofy.
She's like, I do nothing, but I have access to a whiteboard. So
a whole room of them.
So Brooks and Meredith are talking about how the girls are going to be doing her party. And he's like, wow, you're trying to steal my friends again. She's like, no, honey, they're very talented girls. They want to do a grid post. I mean, taking over the Stanley.
My mom recently launched Meredith Marks Caviar, and Georgia does like a lot of event coordination and planning and like hosts like some of like the most amazing parties in New York. Like last week I went to a Cinnabon and Sinbad was the DJ. It was iconic. I didn't even know who he was, but I was like, yes.
So then Danny's like, oh my God, I have such a good idea for this caviar party. Okay, so you know how like in the South they have Frito pies? Okay, you know how Meredith is like totally Southern? Like she's totally the vibe of the South. So yeah, I was thinking we could do like Frito pies, but like we'll get a big bag of Lay's and caviar. Caviar pie. Isn't that crazy? That's nuts, am I right? It's like so Southern. Oh my God, like mama's family.
Oh my God.
It's like the mama's family of caviar. Meredith is gonna love it.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Fritos? I didn't even know you like, why would anyone even pay for toes if you can get them for free? That is a great idea. Caviar on toes.
Yeah, you can put caviar on anything. Like, you can literally put caviar on pizza. And George is like, wow, you're giving me ideas, girl.
So now we go back to Meredith and Brooks. And they're talking about style and everything. And then we go back to Georgia. And she's like, you know, the venues are giving us an amazing deal. I mean, it's basically going to be like all comms. I mean, it's going to be great. And they cannot wait to work with Meredith. It is like so perfect. I think she wants to invite whoever from the housewife world. So like, we're going to have security because it's like housewives and they're out of control. When did the free toes arrive?
And George is like, yeah, she's a great client because like she also like gives you the space to interpret her ideas, which is really great. I think she's going to like a mama's family theme, whatever that is. Never heard of it, but whatever. So we see clips of Meredith being wacky on Salt Lake City. And the producer's like, have you ever seen Meredith on her show? I mean, you're calling her chill and stuff. Like, do you know her? And she's like, wait, you mean like her show? Like, I don't have a TV. Is it on TikTok? Because like otherwise.
Georgia, I hate to interrupt you in the middle of your interview, but we definitely need security for these housewives. And also Meredith called and she said she wants someone dressed like a Bubba. I'm not even sure who that is, but I'll just have to do my research.
So she is picking, Meredith is picking pieces, and Brooks is like, no, no, no. Listen, I don't know if you understand your aesthetic. Like, with all due respect, like, you dress younger and you need to, like, you stop dressing like Chloe. And she's like, I'm not old. Stop trying to make me like elderly, Brooks. Also, to be fair, Chloe dresses like she's 40.
Yeah, the ages are all messed up in this family. Yeah. Brooks is a toddler, Meredith is a 21-year-old, and Chloe is dressing like she's a working girl. So I don't know what's happening. I don't want to get started on Seth.
So Meredith is like, you get mad at me sometimes. He's like, yeah, like literally I do. Like it pains me because you're like my best friend. And if my best friend's wearing something that's not cute, I'm going to tell him. Well, I'll have Gia tell him.
My mom and I have a tumultuous work relationship. Well, I don't know why you say that. I think our work relationship is very healthy. I mean, we work for 4 hours and then I put you in your high chair and open up Here Comes the Airplane and put some nice Gerber, like mushy carrots into your mouth. I mean, it's a wonderful way to conduct business.
How many other bosses have you had that have driven a train of mac and cheese in your mouth, Brooksy? Okay.
Who else encouraged you to take the purple loop off the pole and then the green loop that was below it and then the red loop that was below it and cheer you on every time you took one off and then put it back on?
He's like, what are you kidding me? You fired me last week. She goes, what? I mean, if you're going to tell part of the story, tell the rest. Why did I fire you, Brooks? He's like, because I missed an email about ordering main labels for your clothes. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big deal. She's like, well, the denim, that could have been sitting there and can't even ship. It's like, well, why don't we, like, take a breath and you can, like, try your outfit on and we'll, like, revisit in a minute. My mom's company is, like, constantly pushing out new lines of development, skincare, fashion jewelry, denim, apparel, caviar, hammers and nails, those little sticky things that you can put on the wall that you can mount like a poster board, but then you can take it off really easily, that kind of stuff.
Bean salad. It's a lot. So he's like, Mom, can we sit and talk? Because, like, it's hard to talk when you stand. She goes, oh, really? Well, I'm so sorry. Sorry for standing. I don't remember firing you, Brooks. He goes, well, you said find a new job by the end of the month. And you're fuming. And, like, my entire denim won't be here. And so now everything's in hell because of how you handled it. This is a total disregard. I wish I never had you. God, I wish Chloe was better with a calculator. Need I go on? She's like, yeah, well, it was nice. I was being supportive. I'm saying I love you, but.
Do you ever see that TV show Undercover Boss? Well, I'm starting one called Overcover Boss, where I am going to just shower you with praise because you're a beautiful little toddler, but you should be fired. So Brooks is like, well, the text message was warranted, yes, but it wasn't appropriate. So it was like triggering.
Oh, God, get over it with your triggering. Hurting. I want to fire you for saying it was triggering. You fucked up.
All the Gen Z words. So he's like, you said, I love you and I want to make this work, but this frustration isn't worth it. Well, I don't think that's mean. I did emphasize that I love you. And, you know, I mean, how many planes have to go in the hangar before you say I love you back? I mean, I understand your vocabulary is limited mainly to Goo Goo and Gaga, but, you know, string them together and you can emphasize and I can still hear what you have to say.
He's like, I saw a horror movie called Mama. And it scared me. Oh, really? Well, it was starring me, and I won an Oscar for it. Okay, because I'm the best one you've got. Now, come over here. I'm going to button my shirt. It's time for lunch. It's like, oh, geez.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Ariana's like, I'm living in New York City. New York City is so different from other cities. I'm obsessed with New York City. I love the smell of pee. Like, they have sidewalks here. It's crazy. You walk places. There's cars on the road. New York!
And she's making, like, a little video that's like, this is how I put on makeup for my brand. And she's just, like, sitting on her toilet doing it. It's like she's the only good lighting she can get is if she straddles the toilet.
So then we go to Ava getting her hair and makeup done for a photo shoot. And she's like, yeah, I have to work for my money and pay my own bills. Which I don't know about that because Dame went broke and she had to move out of her $10,000 a month apartment. So I'm not sure how true this is, but I like Ava, so I'll go with it. And she says her dad is a serial entrepreneur, and he's been pushing the idea of her being the boss of her own company. And also her mom's Rachel Roy. So you might think I'm just living off my parents, but that's just not the case for me. I'm living off the reputation of my parents. So that's free.
Yeah. And then we have Georgia. She's like planning this big event. She's like, we have a photographer coming as well. It's like amazing. And then we go to Charlie and Dylan's apartment, and they're like, just kind of like, you know, being bros, party, they're sleeping, whatever. And then we hear from Dylan, and Dylan's like, yeah, before moving to New York City, I would say I was in bed most nights by midnight at 1:00. And, you know, but now I've been going out a lot. I mean, I went to bed at 6:30 a.m. last night, and we see them like partying and everything. And he's saying how like living with Charlie's fun, but it's like too much. And then we see what we think is just going to be like some stupid little thing where Charlie's like, hey, Georgia, it's like a text exchange. He's like, remember the speakers you borrowed? Are they retrievable? Cause I'll just like, you know, do an Uber package or something, get like for the caviar party. Can we do that? She's like, oh yeah, yeah, totally. Like, I'll just ask Cooper for the tea. Yeah, no problem. Like, y'all get your speakers.
Y'all ask Cooper to ask Tara. Yeah. So don't worry about Tara.
So I don't want to ask Tara specifically myself, but I'll ask Cooper to ask Tara.
Riley comes to what's her buns, the Zolciak apartment, and Hudson is trying to light the oven, but he's trying to light the stove. And she's like, have you ever been to the kitchen before? And they're like, no, this is like literally how you have to do it. You have to light the stove to light the oven. It's crazy.
Guys, I have the same range as Ariana Bierman. I was like, really, that was like hard for me to be like, wow. But that's the one. I think I've complained about it before. It's very, very fancy looking, and you think, wow, what a luxurious range. And it is the biggest pain in the ass. Like when they were trying to start that thing and they're trying to figure out, is it on, is it off? I felt for those kids, because that is my daily life. You like, you sit there, it goes tick, 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 and then it lights up, and then you check on it 5 minutes later and the fire's gone out. Like, no, don't feel like operating today. Cause like it got like a draft. I was like, no. And then it's like, you don't know what temperature it is, cause it just sort of gives an approximation, and you put your thermometers in there, and it's like, is it hot? Is it at 350? Is it at 320? Is it at 400? You never really know. It's all very nice and fancy. It is a nightmare. Do not get a Bertazzoni ever, 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 ever.
A Bertazzoni.
Yeah.
Yeah, they suck, I guess. Fuck those things.
They're fancy, but annoying.
It should be easy, you know? I got one. It's not fancy. It's like some Samsung something. But I got it. I have a gas range, you know, which I like, because if the electricity goes out, at least you can, you know, grill a tortilla. But if the electricity goes out here, which it has, you can't turn the oven on anyway, because it has an electric lighter. And even if you light it with a match, the gas won't come out unless it's been lit by the electric lighter. It's so stupid and fucked up. It makes me so mad.
And the other thing about the Bertazzoni, because again, the house we got, it came with it. It's not like we're like, ooh, let's get the Bertazzoni. Like, that just is what came. And I was like, oh my God, how nice. And it looks all nice. And the inside of that oven is so small, you have to take out two racks in order to put in just a standard size Dutch oven. Like, it doesn't, a Dutch oven does not fit on like a, just, you just can't fit it in there. It's so tiny. It's so finicky. I cannot advocate against this oven more with my heart. So when I saw those kids, I was like, no, you guys deserve something like a crappy GE oven, not something like this. Please don't do this to yourselves.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they're screwed basically.
Yeah.
So, they're talking about, what are they talking about? They're talking about how Ariana's feelings are hurt by Ava. And Riley's like, yeah, she's always saying her mom picks out her outfit. So I was surprised she had something to say about you. Cause if your mom picks out your outfits, then you can't really like talk down on someone else. And Brooke somewhere is like, how dare you? How dare you? My mom just put on these Oshkosh and they fit great. Bitch.
So
basically she's like, yeah, I mean, even if you don't like the way I dress, it's not cool to like talk shit about my brand. I mean, there's going to be hearts on jogging pants. Has anybody ever seen it? No, mind your own business.
You know what? Sometimes I'm sensitive about certain things, and this is something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to work in the fashion. Cut to 2 weeks ago when Ariana and Hudson are like looking at fabrics and they're like, is this alpaca? What is this? What is alpaca?
Meanwhile, the knob of the stove comes off in Hudson's hand. He's like, which has happened to me. Maybe this has something to do with it. She's like, oh my God, I'm in New York. I love New York. We have stoves in New York. This is crazy. This is like a New York stove. So, I mean, as long, I'm good as long as I'm here. Like, it's great, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, I'm like, sorry,
I just like seeing, right? It's a lot. I keep going through it. I'm
I don't
like,
know
wow,
if you could tell
the oven.
I just kind of like my mind wandered because I was thinking about that fucking oven.
All right. So then we go to Ava meeting Charlie at Slutty Vegan. And she's like, so this is Slutty Vegan. Have you ordered from here before? And Charlie's like, yeah, I don't eat vegan burgers. She goes, yeah, well, we ordered it when my dad was here, but the owner told my dad, like, they can't really keep up with all three locations. So they asked him, could you take over this one and not pay the rent? And so he was like, yeah. So we need some help, though. You want to talk to my dad on FaceTime? Talk to him right now. Hey, Dad.
I just want to say it, everyone, like, I've had to work for every single thing I've ever gotten, including the random restaurant that was just given to me. I've had to work for this.
Yeah.
By just existing. So Dame is like, yo, are you ready to rock? Like, we could open it tomorrow if we want. You want to get down, Charlie? He's like, I'm down, yo. How can I help? He's like, what? And basically he's like, oh, if we need a liquor license, I'll just ask my dad for a loan. He'll say yes.
That's so crazy. And I don't think a liquor license is just the money anyway. It's like a lot of paperwork. They're asking you for your expertise as a restaurant person, because apparently his degree is in hospitality. He's like, I have a master's in hospitality management, which is crazy because his hospitality sucks. He's just like a user, a boozer, and a loser. And he's like, yeah, it's like a vague master's. And it's not where my passion lies, because, like, I mean, it's skateboarding. But, you know, it's like a master's to get my dad off my ass. So, yeah, it's basically where I'm going to try and pull this liquor license from.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
So Ava's like, yeah, my dad always has people coming to him with different ideas. So I never know what's real or invalid. You know what I mean? And Charlie's like, yeah, sorry, hold on. I'm texting Georgia. She still has my speakers. She's like, what do you mean? Yeah, she took my speakers weeks ago and she hasn't returned them. And I've been asking her for days. I'm like, how can I like lean into hospitality without speakers, right? I want that shit, yo. It's annoying.
You're not getting your liquor license until I get my speakers. Okay. And so Ava's like, well, I feel like Georgia and you used to be besties. And he's like, yeah, but you remember when she would literally like live at my house? I mean, like, if Georgia was homeless, like living on my couch, eating my scraps, and that was okay, but now I can't get my speakers back.
Seriously, after all that I gave to her. So now we cut to Georgia and Omar, and they're eating dinner at a restaurant. And Georgia is like, oh my God, I would totally wear this outfit to my own wedding. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to wear this. I'm going to wear a tux. Omar, he's just not jaded like everyone else from New York is. He's just sweet and optimistic, and I'm just not used to that. Have you looked at your own boyfriend? He looks like he's just emerged from like a knife fight on the subway. He's always like, this guy's jaded.
She's like, I like that he doesn't put on any airs. And he's like, hey, you guys got escargot? Yeah. Yeah, I don't even need to look at the menu. Just like boil up some snails.
So she goes, guess what happened today? What happened? So I rolled up to the venue today, like right before the walkthrough, literally expecting to like meet the chef, meet the owner, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and get this. It's all like cemented. And then we see Georgia showing up to this venue, which looks like just like a door to a house, and there's a sign on the door that's basically like, this place has been evicted. And she's like, what? Outrageous. Let's have an eviction theme party. It will be so hilarious. We could have Kid and Play, and if we can't get them, we get some Kid and Play impersonators, and they can be on the ones and the twos, and we'll have past apps like, I don't know, Stover's Mac and Cheese. Iconic.
We're going to have like a Tent City caviar party. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have the carpet made of used needles. It's going to be so good. Meredith is going to love it. And we see the clip and Meredith walks up and like, look, Meredith, it's an eviction sign. And Georgia starts cracking up and Meredith is like, oh, God damn, you fucking moron.
This was supposed to be the debut of Meredith Marks caviar. So,
but Georgia,
don't worry,
it
all worked out.
She fixed it. So she's like, so he goes, yeah, you know, can we talk about the elephant in the room? And she starts looking up. She goes, oh my God, not me looking for an actual elephant in the room. Oh my God, Omar.
He goes, this whole thing was very unexpected. Yeah, for me too. I mean, first thing I noticed about you was the extroversion. I was immediately drawn to all the qualities you have that are just so foreign to who I am.
And she's like, oh my God, my palm is sweating. Do not add soap to it. Do not add soap to it.
I know. She's like, feel it. I'm like, I don't want to feel your germs in a sweaty state.
Your swamp-ass hand. Nobody needs
also,
it.
What is the elephant in the room? He says, can we talk about the elephant in the room? Like there's some sort of thing that happened, but all he's saying is like, wow.
I think he's saying we need to have the relationship talk is what he's saying. Like the elephant in the room is, are we boyfriend and girlfriend? So he's like, you know, like you've cited reasons that you don't want to maybe close it off, but like I've known you for 2 months. Like maybe I'm crazy. And she goes, well, the thing like I'm struggling with is like when you tell me I love you and that I know that you said that to some girl you knew for one day that you loved her. And like to me, that screams bullshit, Omar, you know? And like, you know what I hate more than bullshit? Nothing. By the way, did I tell you about the party I threw for Diplo in the McDonald's slide? It was amazing.
Oh my God. We had burlesque dancers and we styled them all to look like Dina Manoff in 1988. It was iconic.
Do you remember when Cats was going to come back to Broadway? And so I had a party for them that was Ratatouille themed. That shit was gold.
But we got Jasmine Guy to do the lead and everyone loved it. So she says she has trust issues because her dad lived a secret life. So we're finding more about this crazy backstory. He had a secret life and he basically bankrupted the company that he built with her mom and then took that money with, I guess, the other family and just left the family with nothing. So now she doesn't trust people.
Oh, yeah. She's very not trusting, which is why she's like, I won't say I love you, but I will go into business with you. So
I'm very not trusting, which is why when you lend me speakers, I'm not going to give them back to you right away because I want you to not trust me in turn.
And he's like, but I didn't actually mean it when I said I love you to the other girl. She goes, but how do I know like you actually mean it now? And he's like, because I said it as I ordered escargot. She's like, that's not a terrible point. It's not a terrible point. So he's like, I did mean it. I do love you. And she goes, okay, but like, you know, I haven't seen anyone else since we started talking. Like, I'm not like a whore or a slut. Not that there's anything wrong with being a whore or a slut. I just chose like a different path. And like, I'm doing it. And you know what? Whenever I do it, I have the best sound quality to back me up. I'm sorry. Did I say that on camera?
When I commit to something, I am in it whole hog. So, for instance, if I come across some speakers, I'm going to hold on to them for as long as I possibly can because I commit to things.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, we have some things to work out, but I'm not going anywhere and I want to work on it. She goes, yeah. Uh-huh. So then we go to George and Danny prepping for the caviar party and people are coming and they're putting out caviar and all that. So Charlie comes in. And, well, he calls Georgia. So he's like, hey, queen, just calling because I really would like to get my speaker back. And she's like, oh, babe, wow, you're really talking about your speaker a lot, right? Yeah, Cooper knows about it. He heard about it from Jan, who was called by Lucy. So we're going to get it back to you in the next couple of days, possibly. But, like, now's not the time to be asking about your speaker. I'm in a Burger King putting on a caviar party. So
he's like, no, but I need it right now because I'm having people over. Okay, relax, because you literally asked me like yesterday to do this and I need at least 3 months to be able to pick up speakers from my living room and put them in my bag. Okay, so we will get it to you very soon. Your request has been processed, but it has not cleared yet. We need 5 to 1,000 business days. Okay, because Meredith is here. I gotta go. Charlie's like, <"Rrr."
laughs> So people arrive and Seth runs into Teresa and Louie. And he goes, wow, look at you two. God, who's older between the two of you? She goes, actually, me by 2 years is. He's a Taurus. I'm a Taurus. You know, fours and fours go together. Am I right?
I I don't need these people on this show anymore. They have served their purpose. They've transitioned us into a new series. They can leave now. I do not need to see Seth on this series anymore. He needs to go. Teresa's fine. She's been sort of like, she comes in and out, but I cannot deal with Seth asking these questions, trying to have a moment, trying to be funny, trying to launch his podcast again through like building that. A persona. It has to end.
No, I this stand show, against this.
No, the show is, the kids are so much more compelling, and every moment that we spend with the adults, whether or not I like the adults on their respective franchises, is taking away from making this show grow and be as good as it possibly can be. I firmly believe that the only time we should see the adults is if they are lecturing their children, like Anwar and later on Candy Burris. But I don't want to see the adults like palling around with the kids. This is like destroying the show from Whatever. The inside out.
I cannot be the only person who is dying to see how Seth's pansexual story is going to pan out.
How is it that I am more invested in Charlie's Speakers than I have been in really anything that Seth has ever done on The Real Housewives?
That's pretty good. But you know what? I will also say, I don't know a lot about astrology, but I do know that Tauruses do not belong with Tauruses. You know, that is like the most volatile sign. It's like bulls. Yeah. You don't put two bulls together.
So yeah, I think like, Tauruses belong with Elantras. We're talking about cars, right?
So Seth is like, no way. How do Tauruses get along on an intimate level, guys? Let's talk about this. Can I sex coach ya? And Louis's like, oh, no complaints here.
Yeah. We do it. Tauruses and Tauruses. Eh?
So then we get to Meredith, like she's doing, getting photos done and everything. And Amira is there and Charlie, and they start talking about going to the box. The box is getting a lot of mentions on Bravo lately after Lexi Wood and her family went there and had some fun, and it's been mentioned on some other shows. So they're going to go to the box. They're going to get a table. And Amira's like, I mean, I can pitch in like 15 or two grand, 1500 or two grand for it, whatever. And they're all looking and like, yeah, let's go. Let's throw in some money. It's going to be a lot, but like we can do it. And Amira's like, the box is the most iconic New York club. It's very difficult to get into. And like, it's the worst when suddenly like this random like mom is there. Like, why is she showing up all the time? It's very expensive. And we're always there.
So yeah, they all like going to this like Instagram sex club together. So Charlie is now talking to Georgia and he's like, yeah, we're going to get a table if you want to split it with us. And she's like, you think I'm going to pay to go out in New York City? Like, that's nuts. Like, I literally, I'm from here. So
yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then like, where's Ava, by the way? Oh, Ava just texted to say she's going to come. She's like, what? She's like a block away. Like we're wrapping up. This is gonna be over in like 20 minutes. Like, why isn't she coming? It's raining. So she doesn't want to walk one block. She's literally on the same street.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Seth brings over Shy, their friend Shy. Shy's like, okay, guys, I'm leaving. Just wanted to say thanks for having me. He's like, all right, see, who are you friends with? Brooks, Chloe, you gay, you bi, you like dick in your face? Tell me about it. You like women and dick? Is that pans? You want to be pans with me? Come on, let's do it. Show me how to do it. Come sit on daddy's lap. You want me to sit on your lap? We can do this lots of different ways. Anal. Let's talk about anal. Come on.
Oh my God. You know, I feel like Seth has made such progress. Like season one of Salt Lake City, he was just like the worst. And he had some rough seasons there, but he got better and better and better. And then we've all grown to like Seth. I think this show is a massive regression for him. I can't sit through these scenes with him, like just trying to like down the kids. And they're all like,
I think it's like so cute. He's just a dad trying to like relate to his kids. It's like,
I mean, it is very dad.
Hey, Shy, like I just want to be a pans. Okay. How do I do that? You know, switch hitting, you know, baseball. You don't. Are you gay? You gay or you pans? Am I allowed to say that, honey? Am I allowed to say it? All right. Just tell me where you like the dicks. Okay. I'll take them wherever. I'm here. I'm just here for the kids. Whatever you need.
So Ava arrives meanwhile, and Brooks goes and says hi to her. And Ariana says, Ava sent me a text saying I would never look down or speak bad about a woman trying to start a business. Well, you did. And I don't hate Ava. I just think that what she said spoke volumes about who she is. Unlike my fashion, which apparently doesn't speak volumes about my desire to be a fashion designer, but whatever.
So Ava comes over to say hi to her and Gia, and they hug. And they're like, you missed the caviar. And Gia's like, yeah, I'll always be a little late to something. But like, Ava, like, this is so late. It's like so late.
Mm-hmm. So then we cut to Riley and Charlie, and they're still working on reserving a table at the box. And Riley's like, I feel like it's not bad. Four people for 1,200. If we're all splitting it, was it 1,200? Was it 12,000? I think it was 12,000. I don't know. I could be wrong.
The point is, they're spending a lot of money. But
okay, that makes more sense.
They go and they do bottle service, which, you know, is.
Yeah. So they're all splitting
thousands of dollars.
Four people for 1,200. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, Charlie likes nightlife, but like, I'm going to do it because it's going to be my last hurrah for the summer. So they all decide to go. And Amira's like, you know, hearing the comments that Ava made to Ariana at Chloe's birthday party definitely put a bad taste in my mouth. Like, there's a sense of entitlement there. Like, give it a rest. So they go to the box and we get commercial. And then we come back and it's the next day. And Riley's meeting Candy and Todd and the kids at a rooftop pool. And she's like, I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they all say hi and everything. It's nice to see Candy. Love Candy. And Todd's...
It is really nice to see Candy. I miss Candy.
It really is.
It is.
So Riley's saying...
She didn't have Atlanta was not having its best seasons in her final few seasons, probably two or three at least. But, man, I miss her. And I miss her charisma on that show.
She's so grounded and so real. And I think that's what I like about this. We have Seth, I feel like, is being really performative on camera. So to have Candy, who's just like, I'm just here to check in on my daughter. And she's like, are you like, Riley's saying, this city is so taxing. She's like, well, why do you want to stay here? She's like, well, if I go to Atlanta, I'll be in your shadow. And Todd's like, I get that. When I'm in Atlanta, people are like, aren't you Candy's husband? But when I'm in New York, people say, who are you? It's a subtlety, but I like it.
He's like, so, you know, what's going on in your friend group? You know, like that guy you had a problem with? And she goes, oh, now he's mad at me because we went out and he said, let's split a table because we went to the box, you know? So then Charlie comes and brings like 10 girls and I had nowhere to sit. And I'm like, Charlie, you've got all these girls. Like, we don't have space. You guys are drinking all the alcohol. I mean, literally 1942 bottles. So it wasn't cheap. And Candy's like, I'm paying for 1942 bottles.
She was like, what? And she's like, well, I paid them. She's like, how much was it? It's like 14,000. She's like, 14,000.
She really beats her. She starts hitting her. She's like, I'm not paying for that.
As she should have. As she should have. Okay. Ridiculous. Outrageous.
Yeah. So her part was 7,000. And Amira's going to split that in half. But that's such bullshit. And Charlie is that guy who's like, let's split it. And then we show up and I'll bring 10 people to drink off our tab and charge you guys for it. Nope.
Yeah. That is such bullshit. I also just want to say real quickly before they started talking about this and before Ariana showed up that Candy is like, so what do you want to do with your life, Riley? And she goes, I want to be a DJ. And the look that Candy gives her is like, I put all my time and energy into raising you and giving you all the resources so you could do something with your life and you want to be a DJ. I loved it. I loved her just extreme disappointment in that moment.
Oh my gosh. So then we go. Yeah. Then we go to Charlie, who's speaking of disappointments. Charlie's just skateboarding around town and he's on the phone with Anwar. And he's like, Dad, just let me finish the pitch before you say no. It's like, oh, you pitch now? Oh, really? Because last time I saw you with a ball, it was constantly being dropped. Okay. I've never seen you catch anything in your life pitching. Give me a break. Oh, you're going to get a touchdown now. Good luck with that.
No, Dad, listen, I just need some stuff for my house. Okay. I need patio furniture, silverware. I need to pay people to hang TVs. You know, my point being is, can you just add $5,000 to the loan? Oh yeah. Why don't you add 5 pounds to your weightlifting rack so you can have better body like your roommate?
What a loser, skateboarding around town. You're getting 10 grand a month and you're still calling Daddy for more money to get Craigslist to come hang a TV. Loser.
This guy is pathetic. So then Dylan is there. You can see Dylan's starting to really hate Charlie. And he's like, he's like, man, I've never been on the east side. Can you skate over here? And Charlie's like, yeah. It's like, wow. By the way, did Riley pay for last night? I want to know if she paid for the table. And Charlie goes, no, she did. I mean, I assume that's why she felt entitled enough to say she doesn't want our money, which I wasn't mad at, by the way. That's for sure. I was like, say less.
That's it's weird. Like, so she denied his money? That's weird.
I don't know.
He's like, yeah, bro. Like, Hudson had to eat an $8,000 charge because Riley was like, we don't need your money. And Hudson's like, bitch, I want some of that money. Come on now.
So I guess Riley was probably mad at Charlie and was like, I guess it was like some weird flex. I don't know what it was. I would not have made Charlie.
I also don't believe Charlie. So we'll see how this plays out.
Oh, you think that Charlie maybe told his friends, like, yeah, apparently I didn't have to pay because Riley said she'd cover everything. So that way he doesn't have, like, his lies.
He was probably saying, like, I'll pay for it. And she's like, it's not about the money. And he's like, okay, then I'm not going to pay it. I mean, I don't know. I just don't trust Charlie, you know.
No.
So then Dylan's talking frustrated about how hard it is to be friends with all these trust fund babies, you know, and he's like, it's fine until I get stuck with the bill. I mean, this guy owes me money, too, you know, and Charlie's like, yeah, I mean, like, we've been spending a lot of money, but like, I'm close to as happy as I could be, though, frankly. Yeah. So, yeah, you do. You are. You don't have to do anything, Charlie.
Yeah. So Dylan's like, yeah, I just want Charlie to have a goal, have something that like he's excited about. Like, I don't know, like maybe he can do foot content for OnlyFans, or like, I don't know, he could do some shower jerk off thing. It's just like he needs to come up with an angle.
Yeah. He's like literally having this conversation with Charlie. Do you think it was easy coming 5 times today? No, but I did it. Okay. Barely even moved my hand right now. Jesus Christ.
Charlie's like, wow, all this talk about having to get our shit together is a lot. Let's go home and play Xbox. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. So then we go to some of the other kids having dinner, and Charlie is texting Georgia about the speaker still. And Brooks is like, oh my God, seeing you with the phone is like weirding me out. She goes, really? Like, I like this new look for me, honestly. He goes, yeah. Cause like Georgia didn't have a phone for a month. So it's really rough.
She spent a month after that first episode without a phone. And we see her in a club with a laptop. Like, why do you have your laptop? She's like, because that way I can text my man. It's like, and then it turns out that she didn't. I don't think she was looking for her phone. And she finally looked under her bed and there was her phone.
I like that she's selling herself as this workaholic professional that goes a month without a phone. Come on now.
And Brooks is like, has anyone found out where Ava is? And it's like, yeah, Ava's at the Hamptons and Charlie has COVID. And yeah, COVID or something. He got it from one of the girls. He brought one of the 7 girls. Yeah, Charlie's harem of women. And so then they basically start talking shit about Charlie, which is great because he needs to be talked about in this way.
Yeah. So they're basically like, what's the fuck? Charlie's showing up with 10 people and having us all, you know, pay for these people. And then we find out Kevin goes, yeah. And then he was like, no, I don't have a card. So I'll like Apple Pay, whatever. So yeah, you really tried to pay, huh? So George is like, yeah, I mean, is this like more exotic stuff? Like, what the fuck? And Amira's like, well, I don't want to add to the fire, but he did the same thing to me in the Hamptons. And so now talking, they find out that he owes everybody money, and he owes his friend Dylan, who's not a trust fund kid, $4,000.
Yeah, this kid Dylan has like, that's a lot of money to cover for someone. And like, again, Dylan's just like a guy. Was he from like the Midwest, like a wrestler from the Midwest who's doing OnlyFans? Like, Charlie is so awful. Like, he is so vile. Like, you're both a rich kid, but you actually don't come with any of the perks of being a rich kid. You actually still use other people, and you owe people money while being a rich kid. Like, that is, you can't be both. Like, if you're gonna be the rich kid, you got to have the money too to back it up.
And he's on the phone begging his dad for an extra $5,000, which you know he's not going to use to pay anybody back. Mm-mm. Little asshole.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So then Georgia's like, I know how much his dad gives him per month. Like, I know the number. So Riley's like, how much? She's like, well, I'm not going to say. I'm actually like getting worried that something's going on. It's like a little concerning. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but like, there's a chance that there may be a rich kid in New York City who might have a drug problem. I don't know.
He's drinking and treating 10 girls to bottles of 1942 and doing a lot of coke. So Brooks is like, yeah, I remember when I was like, how are you feeling about your 30th? And he got so weird and defensive. And he's like, Amira's almost the same age as me. I'm not the oldest. She goes, how dare you? How dare you? I'm not the same. I'm like 22.
Well, I mean, 27, but whatever. Fucking bitch. So then they're like, by the way, Brooks, you have a big birthday coming at the big 25. He's like, yeah, the birthday for me is horrible. I'm in that like midst of a quarter life crisis. Cause like being 25 is just a reminder that like, then I'm 50 and then I'm 100 and then I die.
Like in double this amount of time, my mom's going to expect me to like start eating mashed up food.
So Gia's like, I feel like we should do something fun. I know I'm constantly talking about the Jersey Shore, but like, why don't we do the Jersey Shore? And you know, they're all like, you know, Brooks was about to be like, guys, let's go to the Hamptons. So Jersey Shore. Great.
Can I just tell you, nobody except Amira in this group, or Ariana, not Amira, Ariana is like, wow, that sounds fun. Everybody else is like, gross.
Well, Georgia goes, oh my God, that'd be so fun. But Georgia is only saying that because she's like, that's so ironic in camp. Like, I'll be like, we totally went to the Jersey Shore. We had like a Jersey Shore party. Did we skip the part where Georgia was talking about like with Danny, they're talking about concepts. She goes, guys, why don't we have like a birthday party themed birthday party? Yeah, it could have like bowling and it could have like streamers. It'll be like birthday party themed, but it'll be a birthday party.
Yeah, we could have like balloons. So a birthday party. No, birthday party themed. We can have like a cake. We can sing. It's going to be crazy, you guys. That'll be $19,000. Thank you. So then we go to Brooks, Ariana, and Shy sewing. And Ariana's like, oh my God, I'm in New York. It's like amazing. New York is crazy. I'm in my 20s, and the 20s is about like finding yourself, and I'm finding myself in New York.
Yeah, it's great. It can be hard sometimes, but like you're supposed to feel like you have it all figured out. It's amazing. Now hold on, I'm gonna go into my studio to do more content on my toilet. So then we go to Brooks, and he's like, this is why it's so important to be in New York, because the city has everything for you to figure out what it is you want to do and who you want to be. Yeah. And like, what's the craziest thing you learned about yourself? I learned that I was attracted to men. I was like, It took New York City to pry that out of you.
Wow, you were late to that party. But he's like, yeah, I've learned that I need Shy to sew everything for me, because it's still literally happening. So they're like, yeah, you have to go to New York in your 20s. Your life is fucking over. So then people then are some hula hooping moving along with this weird.
So he does some weird, he has some like high tech hula hoop. He's like, I love to hula hoop.
And that was
like
so hula hooping.
It's like a weird like hula hoop simulation. And it's like this thing on a string that goes around your waist and it goes flying off his side onto the wall. I was like, you have one job.
His boyfriend is just looking at him like, oh my God, I'm dating. This is what I'm doing to be close to Meredith Marks. He looks so silly in this thing, cause he's like bent over and he's just like, his boyfriend's so cute. Love you. Call me. So then Omar and Georgia are walking around and they're making a list about their meeting. He's like, I brought the whiteboard. She's like, that is so big. He's like, but I love you. Stop. So then Charlie texts and he's like, please, 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 Uber package, speakers, immediately.
I need the speakers. I need the speakers for the no people who are coming over. Come on, dude, I need your speakers. And so the producer's
gonna be selling
like,
that to put up his nose or some shit.
That's
why.
Right.
Would someone who's getting 10 grand a month need, you can go get a freaking Echo for 20 bucks.
Yeah. This guy's ridiculous. So the producer says, can you just explain the fucking producer, the speaker thing? And he's like, okay, here's what happened. I mean, she actually asked everyone, hey, can someone please bring a speaker? And I went out of my way to say, hey, I have one. Let me bring it for the party. And we see footage of her getting the speaker. And she has an excuse. And she's like, I can't get it back to you today. The next day I hit her up. She's like, can I get my speaker back? And she still won't do it. Now, he's right. Like, this is bullshit. I can't stand people who are like this. If you loan them something and then they will not give it back to you. Like, she is totally that person. And those people drive me nuts and I can't stand it. But in this case, I'm totally down for her making him nuts about the speaker.
Yeah, because it's Charlie, you know, but he is right. That's fucking rude. And then we see, don't we see her around the speakers? She's like, yeah, like these speakers. Like, we see a clip of yes. Her with speakers or something. And then he goes, and then the next day I hit her up and say, can I get my speaker back? And we see a flashback and she's like, Charlie, like the thing is you keep asking me about your speaker like super last minute.
He's like, I called you the day before. You know, Charlie spends his days smoking weed and skateboarding and watching South Park and then going to a club at night. Like, that's a typical day in Charlie's life. And, like, sometimes instead of skateboarding, he'll ride his electric scooter. And I'm lucky I fell into a career that I love doing because I don't think Charlie has come even close. He doesn't need to figure that out. He gets an allowance from his dad every month. Like, the only thing is, like, Charlie's turning 30, and I think that changes things for people. And I don't know. I'm not 30 yet, but I would imagine it does. So that's my way of saying he doesn't deserve his speakers back until he gets a job.
That's essentially what she's saying. Speakers, because he's going through a midlife crisis because he's old. So I'm not playing into that. Okay.
Yeah, and Dylan's talking about now. Dylan's saying like, yeah, I got to go on my grind. I got to get back to work. Got to be more focused. Okay, I don't want to be one of those people who has potential and squandered it because I had this stupid rich kid from like a movie who ruined me. So. Bye.
And as everybody talks shit about Charlie, we just see him skateboarding down the streets pathetically. He thinks he looks all cool, but it looks so sad, you know? So then Georgia and Danny are having lunch and she's like, I'll have a Shirley Temple, ironically. Thanks. Oh, should I have asked for that spiked? That would be crazy. That's like Danny's so like, Gen Z in New York. Like who else would do that except Gen Z?
Totally, Georgia. Honestly, that would be like a really good idea, like a cool idea for an event, like children's food, but put it on its head, like put alcohol in children's food. Should we have alcohol in kids' food? I love it.
We should get kids drunk, just like shit face drunk.
And this is where Georgia says, we should have a birthday themed birthday party, like a ball pit, a bouncy castle, a big sheet cake. You know what I mean? Like that's just a birthday party. But fine.
So Charlie comes and he's like, yeah, hey guys, Ava and I are talking about doing some shit at this vegan restaurant that her dad wants us to make into a club or something. Yeah. And she's like, oh, really? Why are you involving us? Like, you literally do nothing.
He's like, honestly, Georgia, I'm regretting the more that I involve you in my life these days. Quite frankly, she goes, yeah, I feel the same way. And she's like, dude, you got your speaker back. Like, what's the deal? It's like, yeah, I did. But the disrespect and your lack of caring about that speaker, it is unforgivable.
Yeah, she goes, you're immature. And he's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Seriously. Like, I'm not going to sit here and listen to this shit, dude. Like, the world doesn't revolve around you. We had an agreement, okay? By Monday. Speakers by Monday. You broke it. You broke it. And she's like, yeah, you call me when we're setting up for Meredith's event. So,
well, you didn't so much as apologize. You didn't even apologize. You got mad at me for wanting it back.
You were being absurd, almost as absurd as a Gen Z person ordering a Shirley Temple. So
you literally didn't do so much as saying, I'm sorry. You're a stupid, delusional bitch, Georgia. You're a stupid, delusional bitch.
What is wrong with him? I'm shocked that when we see his parents that he was even raised. I mean, can we get a nanny or somebody to yell out? Where did he learn to talk to women, this fucking guy?
Yeah, well, this is someone who just gets berated by his parents all the time, probably for good reason, because he has done nothing with his life. And so then that makes him feel stupid. So he takes it out on people who are close to him, I'm sure. And so that's what he's doing here. Plus, he's probably on coke. So
if I was friends with Georgia, I would give her one of those little machines with like one of those little keychain things with different buttons. And then every time you press it, there's a different sound effect that comes out. And I would just fill it with Anwar quotes. Like, you're a stupid bitch, Georgia. Oh, really? You're the stupid little bitch-ass motherfucker who doesn't even remember what floors used to stop on before it went to penthouse. Stupid!
Stupid!
You got pooned. You got pooned right now.
Hey, Charlie, just want to let you know. Georgia gave me your speakers. Ha, 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 ha. Try to get them. You could retrieve them if you remember what floor you were raised on. Ha.
What are you? You get money from your fucking dad, like 10 grand a month because you're pathetic and you never had to work a day in your life. He goes, yeah, guess what? You're fucking dirt poor, dirt poor. Oh, really?
Oh, really? She's dirt poor, huh? How come you need speakers? Because you can't even speak. Stupid. Nobody even knows what you're saying, dumb face.
Quiet, keychain. Georgia, you're here because of me. Well, you can't. You're going to call me dirt poor? Are you serious? Just because I have dirty palms doesn't mean I'm dirty poor.
And she's like, the fact that I have to work for a living bothers you? He goes, yeah, you're here because you're on this TV show because of me. She goes, you're fucking pathetic. You're almost 30. You're a joke. Hold on.
Boop. I would rather get my nutsack stuck in Jean zipper again than ever look at your stupid face. I regret the moment sperm ever came out of me and hit an egg. Okay?
Look at you. So pathetic that you have to have arguments with dirt poor people instead of other rich people. You're sad.
Poop. If you wanted to argue with rich people, we had plenty of them to raise you that you could call stupid bitches. Don't do this in public, you loser.
Bloop. Also, why do you have so much oil and vinegar there at your table? Too much. Don't need it on your salad.
Dude, now you're fat stupid talking to poor persona.
Bloop. Why do you have such poor people condiments? I raise you to have better condiments.
So he goes, yeah, you know what? If I was your man, I would slap you. And she's like, what is that even? Why does it have to get to violence, Charlie? God, everyone fucking hates you, Charlie. You dig your own grave.
Danny's like, sitting there like,
no one, you won't even need a grave because you'll be flattened all over the front of a subway train when I push you into it, stupid head.
Oh, poor Charlie. You know, when he dies someday, he wants his ashes scattered at sea. Too bad, because I'm getting mine scattered at ocean, just a little bit bigger. Sorry, you lose.
So Charlie leaves. These two really went at it. I mean, this was crazy.
It was,
my God,
vicious. And
Georgia does not even skip a beat. She's like, whatever. What a loser.
I know. And Danny is like, oh, my God, that was a lot. Wait, should we have a rich kid theme party? I think that'd be great. This fight was so nasty, and it's exactly what we think of when we think of like the rich kids in New York City having these kind of fights. Like, this is, I was like, this cannot be real. Like, this was, and I'm not doubting the authenticity of it. I'm like, I just can't believe it. It's like, this is like gossip over real.
But good for like Georgia. This, she went right toe to toe with that guy and didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, she shut him down. And he's
that
really
kind of guy who gets mean with everybody because he's insecure or whatever. And she does not give a fuck. She's like, I can go toe to toe with you.
Love He's like radio. Literally a stereotype from some poorly written movie about rich kids in New York City. Like, he really does say the things that you don't really think rich kids would really say, but he actually is saying it. Like, anytime you see those movies where it's like the rich bully who's like, whatever, you're just like poor. You're like, people don't, even the rich kids don't really say that, but actually it turns out maybe they do.
Yeah. Really, really, really gross. I guess he's not part of the Brat Pack. I'm trying to think of the 80s actor he reminds me of. I thought he was in the Brat Pack, but he's not. He's not Anthony Michael Hall, Emilio, Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy. He's none of those.
He's always a little bit like Emilio, just a little bit.
Yeah, but it was a guy who's blonde, and he always played the villain in those movies, like a preppy villain.
Yeah.
There's always a bunch of those.
But
he's famous now. He was in, he had his own detective show. Oh, God, it's going to make me cry. I'll come up Tony with this Shalhoub. Someday. Yes, it was Monk. He's so Monk right now.
It was not Anthony Michael Hall?
Mm-mm.
It's his own detective show. He's famous now.
Yeah, for a while. He had that show where the girl worked in the FBI, and he was like, it was like a Silence of the Lambs ripoff, and he was...
Oh, James Spader?
James Spader, yes. He would be played by James Spader in the 80s.
Yeah, he would be. Good call.
So thank you for that. Yeah, because that would have made me fucking crazy all day. Thank you so much for being you.
And how dare you erase James Spader from the Brat Pack? He totally was part of the Brat Pack.
He was? Well, I didn't erase him, but Google A did.
You know, he is very much a part of that whole group.
I thought he was, but he was not included on the Google A. Okay, yeah, so Danny is still... Danny's like, oh my God, that was next level. What type of speaker was it? She goes, it was like some $200 Bose speaker. What a fucking loser.
I mean, you pretty much just get that at the supermarket as like next to the Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups, right?
God. So Georgia is still going. She's like, calling me poor? Like, I pay my own rent. If you didn't have daddy's money, you'd be on the street tomorrow. Like, wow, crypto trader? He's probably made $300, okay? He brings girls out, doesn't have his own credit card because he can't. And then he has other people cover the bills. Fuck that guy.
I mean, you would have thought like, you know, you fucked his brother or something. She's like, yeah, like literally like fucked his mom. Yeah, like fucked his dad. Yeah, like fucked his aunt. Yeah, fucked his uncle. Yeah, like fucked his cousin. Are there any other family members left to fuck? No, I don't think so. Okay, we did a good job with that.
Fuck this maid. I wouldn't go that far. I'm not that poor. And Danny's like, that was so unreal. I'm putting it on the grid. She goes, yeah, like literally insane. I'm done with that human. I'm done.
It's going to be great for Charlie to watch this back and see how his friends, that, like when they talk shit about him, they really go in like, yeah, he doesn't fucking do anything. He's like, he just lies around. But he won't hear it, of course. He'll just be like, they're all just fucking jealous because they're poor. They don't understand.
Yeah.
Good what times.
A total loser.
Well, thanks everyone for being here. Have a great long weekend and we will catch you next week. Bye everyone.
Bye all.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no Trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.